Then, oh my gosh, we have one more storyteller slash musician coming up before we're going to take a break. So this is fun. So in 10 days from now, some fun backstory on me. Before I did Chicago comedy, podcasting, whatever, I used to do a one-man Bruce Springsteen tribute called My Own Boss. Yeah, baby. And with all the shit in the news about that Springsteen tribute band that was going to play the inaugural ball and then didn't, I was like, shit, maybe it's time to bring that back for a night. So I'm going to do it as a fundraiser for the ACLU at the Beat Kitchen. That is Wednesday the 29th. But the point of that plug is that this next woman coming to the stage is going to be my opening act, and I'm very excited to have her on the show. This is Kaylin Bennett. Yeah. Isn't it crazy how I look just like Bruce Springsteen?
So crazy. Sorry, I have to set up my guitar as, I kind of fucked up and didn't set it up. I also pre-apologize because I'm, like, such a vulgar human being. Like, literally before I got on stage, I was like, is it okay if I curse? Because, like, I already know who I am. So Eric asked me to, tell a story and possibly play some music for the show. And he told me the theme was Catch Me If You Can, and I was like, God damn it, he nailed me. Because I'm someone that I have such a hard time dealing with my bullshit. Like, and I'm such a runner. Like, I'm a human being that just genuinely, if I don't have to deal with it, like, I just don't want to. And I'm such a mover and a shaker that I always have something going on. That I just don't want to deal with things. And so there came to a point in my life where I knew that I had to deal with something. And essentially what happened, it was about a year ago. It was actually a year ago this week. I was just in Colorado. And on Valentine's Day last year, I found out that my I got this phone call, and it was from my parents. And also, this is fucking sad. Everyone was so funny, and I'm like, God damn it, I'm the sad asshole on this stage. I was like, but it's fine because I'm a musician, and that's what we do, right? So I got this phone call, and it was from my dad, and he said, grandma is in Arizona, and we found out that she has cancer. And so it was something, I've dealt with hardship in my life before, and I've been a person that, like, persevered. I'm someone that's just full of resilience, and I always find a way to deal with shit. And this was something that I really had to face head on. And so I found out on Valentine's Day that she had cancer. I found out the day after that she had terminal cancer, which was my dad's birthday. It was really shitty. So what happened is they opened up her skull, and essentially they were like, we're going to remove the tumor. It's going to be fine. And what happened is when they opened up her skull is it kind of looked like, you know, when, like, chocolate and vanilla swirl happens on, like an ice cream cone? That was her brain and tumors, unfortunately. And and she was 69 years old, and they told me that she had 6 months to a year to live that day. And she died a month later, 28 days. And what had happened is I had gone to she was in Arizona. Everyone had flown out besides me because I was in Chicago because everyone was in Colorado. And And they said, Kaylin, you know, she's going to be at home for a while. Let's wait for you to come out because for her, you're a lot of hope. And we're going to wait. And because we thought she had a long time. And so I flew out about a month later to Colorado because they had flown her from Arizona to Colorado. And they put her in this this place between the hospital and going home. And I got the call right before I got on the plane that they said, Grandma Shelley's sleeping a lot. And when you have terminal brain cancer, that essentially means that you're getting ready to go. And she kind of made that decision. And so what had happened? So I got there, and she just had refused radiation. She had refused any form of medication. And it was hard because this is someone that was a huge parental figure in my life. And this was something I really, I couldn't keep running from. I couldn't, I had to go in there. And one thing about our relationship, about a month prior, I'd gone to Colorado, and we had sat down together, and I was at her house, and I was honestly dealing with some heartbreak from a relationship, and I said, and she took me around her whole house, and she said, I want you to look at the things, and pick out some things for when I go. And I said, Grandma, that's fucking morbid. Like, I was like, that's not gonna happen for a long time. You're 69 years old. And little did I know that she had already kind of premeditated leaving. And I remember at that conversation, I talked to her a lot about making music, and that was a passion of mine. And I'm someone that usually I just kind of walk away from shit. I'm like, no, I'm gonna do anything but deal with this. And music was a huge way I dealt with losing her. So this song is actually one of the first songs I wrote as a musician when I was first learning guitar, and it's called The Long Road Home. So that's what I'm gonna play for you guys. I've been confusing daydreaming for daydreaming. But I'm sour, come in skinny jeans. I know that I believe in cancers. I've seen what happens when medicine can't intervene. It's a long road home for the lost. It's a long road home for the wicked. It's a long road home for the wasted. It's a long road home for me. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Ye
Mission upstairs, Wednesday the 29th of March. $10 gets you in, and literally all of the door goes to the ACLU because the Bee Kitchen was super nice to us. We're going to do a Bruce song together, too. I don't know which one. There's some other people out there. Dwight and I are going to do some songs. Larissa, who's sitting out there, we're going to do a song.